Hi, this is Chuck at Lazarus Recovery Podcast at the junction of faith and recovery. This is the first podcast after a little bit of a delay. The title of this podcast is going to be PMS. Now, that could be a lot of things, but in this particular case, it's about routine maintenance. I was in the Navy for 6 years after college for Vietnam. They had a thing called Planned Maintenance System, PMS. And basically, it was a very intricate system of planning maintenance for the radar we worked on. And that's what we did. We'd go in and we'd pick up the scheduled maintenance, and that would be our job. They'd tell us, you're on PMS. You're on PMS for this thing. And you go get your ticket, and you do the plane maintenance, and then you record it, and everything would be good. So this podcast is PMS, planned maintenance. That's sort of what I want to talk about, planned maintenance. This is about the routine stuff that everybody says you should do. And that's what I'm going to talk about, routine stuff. Now, the podcast is about recovery and faith. And it occurred to me that both areas have translated, you know, there is mandatory routine maintenance of the relationship. In AA or NA or those kind of things, you know, a lot of it is about going to meetings and listening to people tell you what the routine maintenance is. That's just the way things work. Now church is basically the same thing. They tell you about routine maintenance. They tell you and reinforce that. In the Bible, if you read it daily basis, which they recommend, you get recommended about the daily maintenance you got to do for this God relationship that you have. So that's what this is about, planned maintenance. I want to explain a little bit so you can understand why both areas are, you know, telling you to do it and to be recognized when they're doing that particular thing. And I'll do it with my story. I got sober. Well, I went to my first meeting about 2 or 3 years before I got out of the Navy. I was doing routine maintenance that I learned about in rehab and in AA meetings when I was in the Navy. Didn't pay attention to it, but in the Navy, you know, we did the routine maintenance, and it was required. And you did it, and you checked it off, and they'd come after you really bad if you didn't do it. Well, if you go to an AA meeting or an NA meeting or a recovery meeting or a CR or something like that, they have sort of the same thing. They tell you, you know, this is a daily program. And what do they mean by a daily program? They mean that there are things that you need to do daily to maintain and keep things working, which is the same thing that planned maintenance was. You need to do these procedures on a regular basis that we specify. You gotta grease these things on a monthly basis. And they had daily, they had to call a DSOT, a daily systems operability test. That was a routine thing. You did it and you checked it out and everything was fine. And it was a daily check. You need to do that. So let's look at the daily and monthly and stuff operability checks for recovery and for faith. In recovery, you know, if you go to AA, they'd say, get up in the morning and ask for help every day. That was like, talk to God on a daily basis. That's a daily thing. That's a daily thing. You get up. They said when I first got around, he said, you know, make sure you ask for help in the morning before you get up. And they suggested if you're having trouble with that, you know, throw your wallet under the bed and then you have to get it on your hands and knees to get it. And that'll remind you to ask for help in the morning. A daily systems operability type of thing. So AA tells you, you know, ask for help every day. Probably best in the morning. So the religious, they don't have that. They don't that pound that in. But it's regular Bible study, regular church attendance, minimum once a week. Generally speaking, I was in Pentecost, so it was two or three times a week. You know, I'd go to, in my Pentecost days, I'd go to Wednesday Bible study on Wednesday night, bring the kids, and I'd go to my class or whatever, and I had a Monday night prayer meeting I went to. So that was Monday and Wednesday. And you had Sunday. You know, you had, I went Sunday noon and Sunday night. So, and Wednesday. And Monday night. And then I prayed every morning. So I had multiple daily appointments with God to deal with situations. So I had daily systems types of stuff I had to do every day. There's also, you know, there was always, I mean, I was busy with my spiritual stuff. I was busy. I'd pray every morning. I'd do the thing. I'd do everything, you know. It's like I had multiple points of contact. So those were stuff that I did every all the time. And that was important. That was, I can't express how important that was. And it was a thing that I knew I needed to do to stay sober. It was a thing I needed to do to stay in contact with the Lord. So there was spiritual stuff. And then there was the routine sobriety stuff. You know, and I sort of, to my benefit, I had the habit of doing things daily and weekly type of schedules that I did. I also, you know, got into, when I first got sober, running or something every day. So in my early sobriety, it was every night about 10 o'clock I'd run. Winter or summer, I can remember running in Boston Common at 10 o'clock at night. Every night, rain, snow, sleet, whatever, I ran. Later on when I moved, it was every night I ran. You know, so it was... You know, it was a thing I did all the time. That's what I did every time. That's what it was. You know, and that's I was an ordered guy, and I did that. I ran every day. In the early days, I went to a meeting every day, so that was the recovery part. I prayed every morning. That was a faith thing. So I was a sort of a routine guy. I found it. If I did it, scheduled it every day, I got it done. And lo and behold, that's what AA says. And to a certain extent, that's what the Bible says. If you go to your Bible, if you go to church, now I'm talking, that was recovery. AA meaning said do this every day. The church didn't say it the same way, but they did it, you know. Strongly encouraged a service on Sunday every day, every week. My spiritual schedule in my early days was Sunday morning, I brought the kids and we went to church. Sunday night, we most times went to evening worship, and the kids went to their children's program. So I did two services on Sunday, and also they had a Wednesday Bible study, which I took the kids. They had a kids program, so I took them to Wednesday night, and I went to whatever I did on Wednesday night. For a while it was Bible study, then later it was service and food storehouse. But it was a routine thing. I did routine things, you know, every week or every day or whatever. So that was routine maintenance of everything. So that's what I'm saying. It was routine maintenance. So there's spiritual routine maintenance, and then there's recovery maintenance. A lot of times they're the same. You know, it's you do your routine maintenance. You don't just go 5 weeks and then pick it up a little bit. It was routine maintenance, and it stood me in good stead. Good stead. And you'll find it in both spiritual and recovery. And it's an excellent habit to get into. You know, so that's what this is emphasizing the routine things that we do to maintain our good place in recovery and in faith. Now, if you're going to a good church, they emphasize like daily prayer and daily Bible study. And it's a good thing I did was in my early Christianity, which I got, God, I think I wasn't in the AA too long before I got saved. It was a couple years. There was a Christian bookstore, and I found a Bible there. It was the Bible in a year. So every day had a certain amount of scripture. New Testament, Old Testament, Psalms, Proverbs. And I did that, you know, and I still, to a certain extent, get started. I do that. I'm doing it now. I'm reading that portion of scripture every day. And when I get my prayer life together, I'm praying every day. Not as much as I should, but more than I nothing. So anything I do helps. So there's routine maintenance. There's prayer every day. There's Bible study every day. There is church several times a week. Recovery-wise, it's AA meetings. When I first got sober, they said 90 meetings in 90 days. I'm now at, I have a regular meeting that I go to on Monday noon. It's a secular AA meeting. And then I go to church on Sunday, and now I've added, another meeting. Like for a while, I was going to an OA and a CR meeting once a week. I was active in it, but now I'm going to a recovery meeting at another church. So I go to Monday. I go to an AA meeting at noon, and Sunday I go to church, and Thursday I go to a recovery meeting at the church. So, you know, and I found that as I've gotten that more stabilized again, I'm more stable. So the point of this podcast is that, you know, routine, planned routine things are the best way of doing a reliable way of keeping your spiritual life in order and your recovery life in order. Because the less you do, the more vulnerable you are to being picking up and doing things that you really don't want to do. And in recovery, relapses can be permanent. You just never get back. So, you know, recovery, routine maintenance of your spiritual condition is a sort of life and death type of thing. You need to do it and to maintain, you know, continuous sobriety. So from a recovery point of view, it's absolutely necessary. The prayer thing for recovery is absolutely necessary. AA, that when I first went back to AA, they said, pray in the morning before you do anything else. And I did that, and it worked. You know, I was amazed. Like, you know, I haven't had a drink in 90 days. Oh, crap, I haven't had a drink in 6 months. Wow, I'm getting my one-year anniversary. What have I been doing? I've been doing this stuff. You know, 2 years in, I went, wow, I'm still sober. And by that point, I was going to church. And a lot of stuff was going a lot better. And I'm pretty close, God willing, pretty close to 50 years sober. And generally speaking, when I run into trouble, I go to my maintenance program and I look, and it's, if I'm getting jammed up, it's because my routine maintenance is not getting done. Are you asking for help and you're praying on a daily basis? Are you going to meetings for your recovery piece on a regular basis? Are you going to church on a regular basis? Are you fellowshipping with people on a regular basis? You know, it's all you got to do is go through those maintenance and things that plan the maintenance. And generally speaking, if you're having problems, you're going to see that the regular maintenance isn't getting taken care of. That's important. That's heavily important stuff. And if you're not doing that, generally speaking, you can figure out that that's your problem. That's what's going on. That's the issue. You know, if you pick that up, then things are going to smooth out again. But that's the crucial part of this spiritual stuff and the recovery stuff. They used to say, what have you done today to protect your sobriety? You go on to a meeting today, are you talking to your sponsor? Again, maintenance. Are you tending to your relationships and recovery? You know, maintenance. I'm all screwed up. Are you doing the maintenance? Are you doing the routine stuff you need to do to keep yourself balanced? And generally speaking, I'm almost 50 years sober. And generally speaking, if I'm running into a problem, all I have to do is go back and look at the routine maintenance and see what's going on. You know, and the funny thing is, if you don't do routine maintenance in the Navy or something like that, things start to squeak. They don't work well. A lot of problems, you know. It's the same way with this stuff. You know, you say, geez, I'm angry, I am upset, I'm off, I'm just, nothing is, it's not working well, I'm crazy, I'm more than usual. Then I go back, well, how am I doing with my maintenance? You go into meetings, you go into the stuff you really go to. Well, that's the answer. Let's get this back up to speed. You know, you think, well, I need to do maintenance at the beginning, but I don't need to do maintenance. And I'm 50 years sober. Good God, how long do I have to do maintenance? Well, maintenance is maintenance. You do it to keep everything working. So if you're here listening to this and you say, I'm sober a long time, I don't have to do this, that's not altogether a good idea. You know, in recovery, you need to do maintenance all the time to stay in shape. In faith, unfortunately, exactly the same thing. It's a daily program. They say in AA, it's a daily program. In spiritual things, it's a daily program. You know, yesterday's prayer doesn't get it for the day. You say, well, that's not, God remembers everything. That's not the point. It's not his problem, it's our problem. We need to be plugged in every day because we forget. We're the ones that need the sustenance. If you go, you get up in the morning and you don't breathe all day, things aren't going to be too good at night. It's the same way if you get up in the morning and you don't pray and you keep on not praying, and then gradually you stop doing the things, obedient things you need to do, and the whole thing falls apart. You say, well, how did that happen? Surprise, surprise, you weren't doing the regular maintenance. You weren't greasing the things that need to be greased. You weren't refilling the tank that need to be refilled. This is really simple stuff. But we seem to think, well, if I'm 50 years sober, I don't have to do anything. Wrong. If you're 50 years sober, you should be smart enough to do the things you always did. It's not rocket science, but it is, you know, if people in recovery and people in faith are not the brightest lights that ever came down the pipe. We forget. And we forget, we just forget. Sober a long time or sober a little bit, we forget. So that's why it's daily maintenance. And that's for faith and that's for recovery. Both need daily maintenance. And certainly the weekly stuff too. You need to say, what's wrong? Have you been doing the weekly and the weekly stuff? Well, get back on a grid. You know, are you talking to people? That's what my big thing is. I just don't talk to people. You know, I don't have the relationships to hold me up. I depend on my kids and stuff like that. That's not good. So are you doing the things you need to do? You know, you don't go to bed at night and say, oh, man, I'm feeling shitty. But I forgot to breathe today. I forgot to eat food today. You don't do that, or eventually you remember. But we do that all the time with our recovery and our faith. You know, I haven't been to church in a month and a half, and I'm a miserable wreck. Duh.
I'm just off. Spiritually. Have you been reading the Bible? No. Has it been a month? That's the answer. You're not doing the routine maintenance you need to keep things going. Well, I mean, it's God. It should be once and for all. No. It requires daily efforts. You know, and that's for Christian people, and that's for recovery people. It takes daily maintenance, certainly weekly maintenance of the weekly things. You know, so you need to get down and sit down and say, what do I need to do for spiritual things? What do I need to do for regular living things? What do I need to do? And then you have your maintenance schedule. And then when things go bad, you can say, well, how have I been doing it? I haven't been doing it. You know, chances are you'll find out I haven't been to church in 3 weeks, or I haven't been praying. You know, you're giving God the 10 second prayer in the morning, and that's all you're giving him. You know, and then you say, well, why am I so screwed up? Because you're not doing the maintenance. You know, you don't pay God on a six-year maintenance plan and then forget him for 6 months. It's a daily situation. You daily go to him. Now, if you're reading your Bible, you're going to notice eventually that his thing is a daily thing, you know. You're asking for help on a daily basis, you know. You know, the thing about God is he likes to be in touch with us every day. In recovery, it's, you know, if I drank every day, I got to ask for help every day. Actually, you got to ask for help to stay sober all the time. That's just the cost of doing business, because we relapse into stinking thinking and stuff very quickly. And eternal vigilance, they say in AA, is a cost of sobriety. Well, so the maintenance is daily on everything. What have you done today to keep sober? What have you done today to build your relationship with the Lord? What have you done today to build the kingdom? What if you read the Bible and you go to church and stuff like that, this is there's daily maintenance that's required for all of this stuff. And the sooner you get it through your head, and the sooner you set it up so that you ensure the fact that you're touching base on all this stuff on a daily basis, the sooner you're gonna get your whole thing on track. You know, you say, well, that's good for this, but not for that. As you can see, it's recovery people need to do a daily thing. And spiritual people need to do a daily thing. So we have to get used to the fact that, you know, our recovery is contingent on our daily maintenance of it. Our spiritual life is contingent on our daily efforts in this area. So it's pretty much the same. So I hope that this helps. I mean, it's just very basic stuff. But, you know, success in recovery, success in faith, depends on our being able to execute a daily planned maintenance schedule for our recovery and for our faith. If there's any questions, drop me a line or something like that. But just understand, this maintenance is a daily business. And thank you much. This is Chuck at Last Recovery Podcast at the Junction of Faith and Recovery. Thank you. And remember, it's an hourly and daily business. The sooner you get it into practice and habit, the sooner your life is going to show the contact with God that you need. Thank you much. This is Chuck at Last Recovery Podcast at Junction of Faith and Recovery.